Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative with the National Cotton Council, provides an update on the 2023 Farm Bill ahead of the August recess and what steps remain as Congress works towards year end.
Both the House and the Senate continue to work on their versions of the 2023 Farm Bill. House Agriculture Committee's subcommittee held a hearing on Title I where NCC Chairman Sean Holliday testified. Over on the Senate side, their subcommittee also held the same type hearing. ACP Farm Policy Task Force Chairman Patrick Johnson testified at that hearing. And I think both hearings went very well. It was an opportunity for the industry to engage with the members, lay out its priorities. And the members on both sides asked really good questions about specific priorities, whether it be the marketing loan or the Economic Adjustment Assistance Program for textile mills, or just the general need for increasing reference prices and taking away the Stacks PLC prohibition. All those type of questions were asked, and it was an opportunity for the industry to lay out why these are important for all facets of the U.S. cotton industry. As we've kind of moved into summer, we're kind of moving out of the taking input phase and sort of getting the putting pen to paper and eventually putting finger to keyboard phase, writing the bill and what that's going to look like. And I believe both committees have begun that process on the staff level. They're talking to each other on the Republican and Democratic side, and also talking between the House and the Senate about kind of what their vision for the Farm Bill is and what they're going to be able to do. So I think over the summer, we're going to continue to see both committees begin to put the components of a bill together with the hopes that possibly when we get back from the August recess in September, we may move to markups in both the House and the Senate.